from Emily Corner, and today is such a special episode for me because I was at a dark place and I definitely knew God had brought this person to me. And the connection I have with her is so amazing. It's so real. I can feel it in my heart almost every day. And I would like to bring on Margie Cohen, the author, and tell you, I cannot tell you an amazing other human being. She has so much compassion. She shows so much kindness.
Hello, and thank you for having me. I am a brain injury survivor. In January of 1999, my life as I once knew it changed forever. One of this unexpected change in my life, a new me emerged. It took 17 years for my memory to come together, and I learned new things about who I was, what I want, and who I am. I was in a head-on motor collision that almost took my life. I was broken. I needed constant care. I became dependent, but I knew I would become independent again one day. My mother told me one day as I was healing to climb that mountain. I knew she was telling me to be strong and keep going, and I knew I would. I struggled as I tried to regain my body movements. I could not walk, could not talk. I was broken. What was amazing is that I became the best actress because I did not want people to criticize how I did those things. For several years, I saw excellent doctors regarding brain injuries, but my own doctor, GP, he was amazing. He showed compassion, and that to me was so important. He said, Marjorie, it doesn't matter. Try everything and anything. If you can do one little step forward, that is amazing. But this one doctor that I saw, because I had a brain mapping done, and he confirmed it was a severe brain injury and the loss of memory. He said, the brain is like a computer. Your memory is in folders, and each one opens at different times, revealing what you knew as bits and unexpected memories. Some amazing, some not. This is when I realized there was hope for me and to change and a chance to regain my memory again. I had to follow my heart, my soul, my spirit, and my faith to move forward with my journey. I felt my brain was messing with me, and trust me, when I say it happens in different modes, I felt or thought something and tried to communicate, but nobody understood, and I was alone. So I started to type everything in a day timer on a computer because I could not print on paper with a pencil at first. I wrote what I ate, what I did, and even what I thought. As time went on, I saw the progress and was proud of each success because I would forget what I had for dinner last night. And I would go, oh, what did I have? I do not know. So I'd look back at my day timer. Oh, yes, I had potatoes. And I had to learn to look at a clock to know it was dinner time. It was something that you just had to relearn all the time. You were steady learning. But I found that the doctors, there was four professionals in my life that helped me, showed compassion, encouragement, caring, and given me different ideas. But, you know, it is very scary because when you're laying there in bed, you wonder how did this happen to me? Why me, God? What happened and what am I going to do? When will I heal? When will my memory come back? When will I be normal again? Where am I in this world? Where am I going now? Where am I going to be? These are questions that go through my mind, but once I got it sorted out and said, I can do it, I became stronger in ways that even doctors don't understand. I look at the joy around me and forget the bad things. So there's something that I wrote in my book, and it's something I would love to share with you. It's in the preface. It was when I was in Lafayette, Louisiana. I visited my friend Richard at his home and saw his puppies. I sat on the floor and looked at life in the spirit of those four puppies. They jumped around and barked and played so carefree and came to me and licked my face and my hands. They lived a life of simplicity, of being purely happy. This is what I want in my life. Bella, Annie, and Ringo snuggled up to me for a short time, and then Jolie came and licked my hand. Clearly, she let the others know that it was her turn to be with me. She was different from the other puppies. And that's when I realized that these puppies had individual personalities, just like humans. I look at life differently now. I had always loved life, but I love it even more now since the accident that caused my brain injury. It's strange because I look up at the clouds and see different sizes and images. I can relate those clouds to a brain injury. They are similar, even though they have different issues. They are different, yet they are free. I realize that we have to work on our issues, believe in ourselves, and have love, hope, and faith in our heart. And inside my own heart, I had to deal with these issues. Issues that brought bitterness at first, but that soon brought answers of relief. My mother told me one day as I was healing that I needed to climb that mountain. I knew that she was telling me to be strong and keep going. I knew that I would and I could. And soon after that, I was reminded that I always used to say, oh, for heaven's sake. And since I knew that it would take heaven's strength to help me climb, I took mom's encouragement and my own expression, and I appropriately named this book, Climb That Mountain for Heaven's Sake. There is a lot in my book that might help. I want people to get inspired to never give up. That's why I went back in time to write it, to help others. Because I was told I would never walk or talk properly after the 3-year mark. And after 16 years, I got my memory back, and then a new life started for me. With every different kind of help and different ideas, that's not in medical books, I did. But boy, you gotta work hard. And even like I saw this Dr. Anna in Toronto. She was amazing. She did acupuncture, but she taught me a meditation, and it was called Inner Smile. It was learning to heal yourself inside, and it was so beautiful. It's from a Tao Chi. She trained with the monks in Asia, and she even did her doctoring over there in hospitals and worked. And I believe God sent her to me because she was an angel when I said I could see light, and she taught me how to relax the brain and to send the healing throughout your whole body.
And you did the same Marjorie, for me. When I'm at a level 16 pain, who do I call? Marjorie. Because I know she always understands. And so I really believe, survivors, that she can have the power to bring us to peace. And Marjorie, would you go on, please?
I can talk about the meditation if you'd like. Would you like that?
I would.
Okay. The meditation, she told me I had to sit with my eyes closed, but be very relaxed, my back straight. And it's hard when you're in a lot of pain. And it's hard when your brain is racing 100,000 miles an hour.
Yes.
It never wanted to stop. So I thought, okay, I can do this. So then she noticed I had a problem at first sitting up. So she said, okay, we'll lay you on the bed. I thought, okay, I can do this. Mm-hmm. But you know what? All of a sudden she said, breathe through your nose in and slowly breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And you know, she touched the crown of my head, and that's called the chakra. I can never pronounce my word properly, but I think you know where that is. You touch your little hair on top of the crown, but you let the universe come in. Let the heavens come in. Let it come into your brain. And while you're relaxing, just think of that. But your eyes are closed. Just you're really trying to go into another place. You're going into an inner peace. And so she had me twirl it around slowly in my brain. Like, you know, it's just kind of let the peace go in. And then I said to her, I see a white light. I said, I see something like a ball of white. And that's when she said, bring it to your third eye. And I didn't understand. But that is in the middle part of your eyebrow in there. And you know, I did. And I said, oh, it's so beautiful. A white light is the healing. All the different colors all mean something. Mm-hmm. I just knew. She said I had a gift. And I said, oh, okay. You know, I thought, keep steady, calm. And then you bring it down through your nose and into your mouth. And then you bring that light, and it's a peaceful light, all down through your lungs, into your heart, move it to your liver, and then your pancreas, your kidneys, your bladder. And because I had no feeling in my private area, none, because I was twisted in the car, you bring it around to your anus, and then she said, bring it up. One vertebrae at a time. Bring that light up in the feeling, the emotion, just peaceful, up every vertebrae of your back. Then it's up into your neck. And you can feel it go into your neck. And then that light is back into your brain. So you calmly let it just move around in your brain, that light. Before you know it, you're touching something, neurons or something, I used to say. And then she said, okay, bring the third eye again. This time, bring it into your mouth. Swish it around in your mouth, like with the saliva. And I thought, okay, my mouth is a little dry, but I can do this. So then swallow it. And then you're bringing it to like your, I call it your pancreas, your upper intestine. And then you're kind of swirling it all through your intestines, your innards, your outers, and just twirl it around in there. And before you know it, then you just relax while you're doing that. Moving your, without even realizing, I was moving my tummy. And then you swish it around the other way. And then she said, now I want you, breathe in through your nose, and then when I breathe in my nose, my hands go up like a, and then I push it back out through my mouth. And I let all the bad stuff go away. And do that a couple times. Breathe in. And then how do you feel?
I felt
that. at peace. So whenever I used to get uptight, I used to do it so many times that Dr. Anna would say, Marjorie, before you know it, all you have to think is inner smile, and it will go through your body instantly. But do it over and over, and before you know it, I can sit here and I'll just go, close my eyes, and I'll go, inner smile, and I can feel it go back in and round, and I swirl it around my tummy, and I go, ah, I feel good. My temper's gone. I can control this. I can do it. I will learn.
You're strong.
That's kind of, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but this is Dr. Anna. Like, I asked her how much. Like, I went and visited her so many times, a lot. And I said, what do I owe you? And she says, nothing. She says, because I know you will help others. And I looked at her. I said, I will if I can. But I did not know. Back then, like, this is like when I couldn't talk or walk right. I was so much pain. And you know what? Here I am. 20 years later. And I said, I will help whenever I can. And she said, you will do it. I know you can. Mm-hmm. And she gave me a hug. How did she know? I don't know. It was like my doctor says right in the front of the book. It's like I had courage, determination, hope. I was stubborn.
Yes.
And I was going to... And I will win my battle.
You will have. Yes, you have. That's amazing.
So there's kind of my story, but there's a lot in the book that I did not talk about.
This is a very special episode, Marjorie, and I want so many to hear this because so many survivors need to hear the message of hope.
If you have hope, and you have faith, and I know brain injury people have spirit, or we wouldn't be fighting, and you look up at those clouds, look at the universe, talk to it, and say thank you. And trust me, although it was 16 years later, it's in his time, all my memory came back, and that following winter, I wrote my story, but I can't tell you any more about how I wrote it because that would be giving too much away.
Yes, ma'am. I agree. I would like to end today with saying hope, faith, believe in yourself, and it will go a long way. And I also invite you to Emily's Corner on Facebook. And Marjorie is in my army. And also, you can visit our website at www.strokeandtbiallies.com. And also, this podcast will be on my website. But please go back and hear many episodes, as this one is very special to me. Have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you soon. And hope, faith, believe in you.